Have you ever just stopped and like thought about how thin the line is between just existing and not
Oh,
existing?
yeah, definitely.
Right. Well, because today for our deep dive, we're going into some of that territory.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we're gonna head back to the 1920s New York City, and there's this story that is just chilling.
1920s New York. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You know, imagine just walking down the street and then just everything about your existence hinges on the flip of a coin.
Oh, wow.
Heads, you're good, you just keep going. Tails, well, that's the end of your day.
That's a bit rough.
That was the terrifying shadow cast by this figure from back then known as the Coin Man.
The coin man. Okay.
Yeah.
A simple pretty horrifying equation. Your life basically reduced to just a 50-50 chance, decided by what, some stranger's whim? I mean, how could anything be more unsettling than that kind of lack of control?
It's so random, right? It's that randomness that gets under your skin, and the story just unfolds in such a bizarre way. This guy appears, he's dealing out life and death with a coin flip, and then poof, vanishes.
And that's it.
No, but that's not where the dread fades, because decades later, a possible link emerges. This chilling echo drags the whole creepy episode back into the light, and then you're left grappling with this question: what really happened, and could it even be over?
The uncertainty is like a poison that's just persistent.
Right.
Just these fragments, whispers, a shadow figure. You're just left with your imagination to fill in the blanks.
It's terrifying to think about. So let's try to piece together what we know. What reality might people have faced back then? You know, the stories, they're fragmented, but they suggest this coin man would just approach
Just
someone.
walk up.
No robbery, no argument, just that utterly chilling question, heads or tails. And then the flip. If you guessed wrong, that was it. Reports say life extinguished on the spot. But if you guessed right, he'd just hand you the coin, this grim little souvenir maybe, and just send you on your way.
It's so disturbing. I
Yeah.
mean, when you try to grasp the psychology of it, there is no motive. It's just random. It wasn't about personal gain or revenge. It was pure chance deciding who lived and who died. That
Right.
just violates our fundamental understanding of why violence happens.
Totally. It must have created this huge atmosphere of fear.
Oh, absolutely.
Just imagine these wanted posters starting to appear. A phantom figure, he could be anywhere. The method of attack, totally unpredictable.
Right.
And it wouldn't be like, you know, trying to avoid a threat with patterns.
Right.
You just couldn't encounter this guy. And if you did, hope that coin lands in your favor.
Oh, man. I mean, what would that constant anxiety do to a city?
I can't even
It
imagine.
would shred any sense of safety. How can you ever relax knowing that a random encounter could be your last? You can't reason with it. You can't anticipate it. It was just a constant invisible threat.
And then, just as suddenly as the terror descended, it lifts. The coin man vanishes after the warnings begin to circulate. You know, what scenarios play out in your mind when you consider that?
Yeah, I don't know. Did the notoriety make his, I don't know, game too risky to continue?
Maybe.
Maybe the authorities and public forced him into the shadows? Or maybe his urges shifted. You know, did he leave the city? Did he find a new way to enact his urges? Or maybe there's something else. Could he have been killed? Apprehended silently.
Yeah.
It's the lack of resolution, that's what deepens the unease.
Absolutely. So now fast forward about 15 years to 1935, an Iowa TV game show.
What do?
Yeah, it seems completely disconnected, right?
Totally.
But then a viewer is watching this totally normal program and they recognize the voice of a contestant. The guy's name is Ray Zen.
Gary?
And the viewer has this chilling thought: could it be the Coin Man? Think about that for a second. The terror must have been so profound that a voice decades later could trigger that kind of recognition.
It really shows the lasting impact, you know, the psychological scar. For someone to make that connection across time and distance based on a voice suggests a deep and disturbing impact. It speaks to how powerful fear can be imprinted in our memories. But nothing happened. It was just a suspicion.
And a chilling reminder.
Yeah.
Then we jump forward again another few decades to 1969. Ray Zen's grandson is helping him clean out his garage, and he stumbles upon this box. It's full of old coins, already a little odd.
Yeah, a bit strange.
But then, concealed beneath the coins, he discovers an old George Washington mask. When you hear that detail, doesn't it just send chills down your spine?
Oh, yeah.
What could a mask signify in this context?
The mask, I mean, it suggests a persona, a choice to hide behind a facade while enacting these acts.
Right.
It wasn't just some random person. There was a theatrical element, a ritual to this game. It adds this layer of premeditation.
And that makes it even more chilling. But here's the really unsettling part: the moment that makes you feel genuine dread. The grandson, having just found this disturbing mask. Here's his grandpa, Ray Zen, the game show contestant from years ago, ask, seemingly out of nowhere, heads or tails.
Oh, wow.
What goes through your mind when you consider that moment?
I mean, it reopens the door to all the terrifying possibilities.
Yeah.
Is it a confession whispered across decades, a casual phrase with a horrifying double meaning, or a cruel joke? Or does it suggest something even darker?
What do you mean?
That the game never ended, that it just went dormant, waiting to be reawakened.
Wow. The ambiguity really makes it unsettling.
Yeah.
Put yourself in the grandson's shoes for a moment.
Oh, my God.
You're sifting through old stuff. You find this bizarre mask, and then you hear that question. What would be racing through your mind? Would you even answer? What choice would you make?
I mean, in that context, that question becomes loaded.
Yeah.
It's not playful anymore. It's weighted with fear and uncertainty. Mm. No, would you freeze? Flee? It's so hard to even imagine just that moment. It speaks to the power of fear, how it can linger and then come back in unexpected ways.
So let's come back to the core of this. Was Ray Zen really the coin man? The timeline seems to fit, and that mask is a disturbing piece of evidence. But we have no proof. And what drove this pattern? It wasn't robbery, it wasn't personal, it was this bizarre game of chance. And why did he disappear? Only for that possible echo to appear years later.
I think it's the lack of resolution that makes this story get to us.
Yeah.
We're left with these unsettling possibilities, these loose threads. It really highlights how random violence can be and the lasting impact of fear, especially when we can't explain it. The horror is in the questions that are unanswered. The lingering possibility that this cruelty could happen again.
This whole story is just a huge dose of dread, isn't it?
It is.
A life hanging on the flip of a coin, a figure who embodies arbitrary fate. And that final whispered question.
Oh, yeah.
It leaves you with a sense of unease.
It does. And it forces you to think about chance. Could the coin man's game, however improbable it seems, be a reflection of the unpredictable forces that are always shaping our lives?
Maybe that's the most chilling flip of the coin in this entire story.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to be thinking twice every time I see someone flip a coin now.
Oh, absolutely. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what other shadows are lurking out there, just waiting for their moment.
It really does. Thanks for taking this deep dive with me. Until next time, stay safe out there.
You too.
Yeah.
And maybe keep a lucky coin handy, just in case.
Good advice.